John Montgomery. Of course, we visited for many, many years with IMC Studios, known each other, and grew up in the city of Russellville. John, somewhere along the way, in your busy schedule, you found time to write a book.
Yeah, The Fall of Daireth. I'm really, really excited about its release. It's been one of those projects that started when I was in, I go all the way back to high school. Mm-hmm. I was in Teddy Fay Rain's class.
Right.
And she introduced me to the Lord of the Rings. And it was one of those things where I said, man, what an awesome book, you know. It captivating and, of course, epic.
Right.
So I kind of got the bug to write. And then when I went to college and got into a Christian doctrine class where they kind of present you with these grand scale concepts of good and evil,
right.
I was also in an advanced comp class and needed material fodder for writing all the papers that were required. So I just kind of merged all those concepts together and created a book, a concept called The Sword of the Watch, and a book called The Fall of Daireth.
And you completed that here just recently. So a significant project, to say the least, but process also. Now, is it something, obviously, to do something that is that involved, you have to really enjoy it?
Oh, I love it. I really like these grand scale concepts of good versus evil. And when people, normal people, are confronted with those huge questions about what should I do in the face of evil or that, mm-hmm. that I think it's great fodder for storytelling. It just really begs to tell. And I think we learn a lot from the way people respond to that. So I try to take a group of characters through this book, through facing that, facing standing up to evil or cowering to it or even adopting it, and how those play out in the book.
Give us a little indication as to what time period this book is set in, and maybe some of the characters. We don't want to give it all away, because
sure.
I know you have, coming up here very soon, you have a book signing we're going to be talking a little bit about, where people can come by, pick up your book, maybe you can get a signed copy and talk with you about this.
Absolutely. May 5th at Hastings here in town, we're going to do that and sign some books and talk about those concepts. And I want to honor Teddy Fay Rains and my college instructor, Dr. John Howard Wink. They were instrumental, that advanced comp instructor right. at Washtenaw Baptist. They were instrumental in just saying, hey, you can do this. And, you know, I started on it, and I said in another interview one time, it was one of those things where a 19-year-old kid can get into concepts that are just, you have no groundwork to write from, you know, they're just bigger pictures. But a 40-something-year-old guy has seen some of those things, so I can tell more and develop those characters in ways I just couldn't when I first started the book. But they were instrumental, Dr. Wink and Ms. Rains, they were just instrumental in saying, hey, you can do this. And right. and so I think I try to carry that through the book, is to be a positive statement about perseverance and mm-hmm. And in the context of when things are a little rough, and it gets a little rough for some of the characters.
I know that for those people that read this book and they think about that concept, we all face that at times.
Yeah.
I don't care what age you are, as you mentioned, whether you're 19 years old, you're 40 years old, you're 65 years old or above, we have good days and bad days, good times in life and bad times in life, and that really is what this story is all about, and the time period, I think, what, set in medieval times?
Yeah, it's you know, a sword and sorcery age. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a fantasy world, fantasy novel, where this young man who lost his father, had disappeared in a war when he was very young, has grown up pretty much in solitude and is starting to have visions of his father, Daireth, and in having those, they're kind of disturbing. So he goes back to kind of rekindle camaraderie with a childhood friend, Michael Herder in the book, and they take off on this adventure, just really out of escape of things that are going on in their life, and inadvertently release a great evil on their world, and how that plays out amongst the common people in that time in a world called Aretha.
We were talking a little bit about what age range this book would be good for, because there are people that are going to hear about this and say, well, you know, I'll buy it as a gift, right. maybe a graduation gift or a birthday gift, or just because I know someone that really enjoys a good story. What age range is this going to be perfect for?
Well, this is good as a young adult book, and I say teenagers. I don't. There's no There's no sexual content. There's no cussing. There's none of that, you know. It's a story, really, where I try to get those big issues and stand on a little moral ground about trying to deal with the issues. So, you know, young adults, definitely. Adults, I think, will enjoy it. It is a fantasy world that's got a lot of depth to it. So if you're into that kind of want to know the phonetic language and you want to know the calendar and the way the world is constructed and the layout of the land with maps and those kind of things, maybe a little geekish. I love that stuff.
Well, looking at the book here just a moment ago, you and I previewed it, and you have a lot of great illustrations in there. As you said, you've gone into very much detail, and that facet of the part of the book had to take some time.
Oh, yeah. And the beautiful thing is I had previously had a guy working for me named Tim Park, who was a great sketch artist, and I could describe stuff. And Tim was just one of those guys that, as you can say it, he can draw it. And we would sit down and have these long sketch meetings where I'd kind of tell, here's a little bit of the story, and he'd say, and next thing you know, he's got... Right. And to me, I can't draw a straight line with a ruler.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger on that one.
And Tim could just knock these things out. And he is responsible for the artwork. He did a fabulous job. And as he built those things, it would spur even more thought about, you know, more detail and things. It's wonderful how you can play off a visual artist as a prose writer.
Now, I know that, of course, this is a very, as you said, deep book. It's a very interesting book about that time. Is this the beginning of possibly a series along this line?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd like to do. I really have three distinct stories about the Sword of the Watch, which is this magical item that's given by the creator to the demigods that look over this world, watch over it, the world of Aretha. And there ends up being an internal strife between those demigods, and they causes a war, a rift between them. And so we carry through all of that in the this overriding story of the Sword of the Watch. So there's actually three books planned. I have some spinoff things I'd like to do with it, but primarily a trilogy, and in the creation of the demigods and the creation of the Sword of the Watch, the rise of the Western Kingdom, which plays a big part of the world of Aretha, and then the fall of Daereth, which is this book.
Now, this book is complete. It is going to be out, if not, is it out already? Or
yes,
will
sir.
Be out soon?
Yeah.
Out already. Available where locally?
Locally here at Hastings. You can get a copy. We have them at our shop at IMC Studios. And there is you can order them on Barnes & Noble, imcstudios.com, thefallofdaereth.com, of course.
Right.
And you can follow other projects surrounding the book on the website, fallofdaereth.com. And I have to spell that out for people. It's D-A-O-R-A-D-H, Daereth. It's a Gaelic word. It means enslavement. But everybody struggles with that name.
Well, I know that you were talking about, of course, honoring your teachers there, and you honor someone also in this book that has been very instrumental in helping you through the times of getting this all together, because to say the least, being a writer, putting it all together, having someone who is along with you and kind of creatively looking at this and that helps as well.
Well, yeah, I think that old statement, behind every great man is an even greater woman. If you see in the dedication part, my wife Bobby, the book was written for her. And yeah, she's one of those people that just encourages, it gives you good, solid critique, you know, good things that you can use to improve what you're doing. And just behind you, you know, behind you and promoting it. Oh, it's awesome. And so I had to dedicate it to her.
Fall of Daereth, it's out now. You can pick it up at Hastings and, of course, the many other locations that John mentioned. May the 5th, you'll have that book signing. Remind us about that in the Times once again.
That'll be at Hastings. We'll have a 10 a.m. to noon, and Dr. Wink will be there. And then that evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll have another one there where Miss Raines is present.
Great. And of course, she's just recently retired,
right.
And I'm sure we'll have some interesting John Montgomery stories.
Oh no. Yeah, some great ones. Yeah.
And she's a sweet lady, and of course, we appreciate you dropping by and telling us a little bit about the book. Of course, you probably recognize John's voice, and you'll, when you meet John, you'll recognize the face. If you are available to watch the Suddenlink cable systems here locally. Of course, the IMC studios do a great job with a lot of weekend programming, and I know you get a lot of comments on that.
Yeah, it's been great. Just covering local events, things that Fox News is not going to come down and shoot. You know, we're going to get those events that are of interest to those folks here right in town, and then do them to our best of our abilities to make great shows, good programming that the whole family can watch.
Now, you have to have some of the WWF referees for equal time. I know you have to.
Well, those guys, you know, they're adults. They sit down and actually give each other probably more leeway than they normally would if they were out talking at a political rally.
It's a good show.
Oh, yeah, I love it. And you know, their only guidance there is stick with local events and give each other the time to speak. You know, they don't need a moderator. You guys can do this. You're adults. And I think they do quite well at it.
No doubt about that. Well, we remind you once again, May 5th, Fall of Dayrith at Hastings. Two opportunities for you to meet John Montgomery. John, tell your mother and dad we said hello, and we'll look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.